This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm now joined by Beth Torrance. We're going to be chatting about a new EP, Tiny Flowers. Morena, Beth, how you doing?
Morena, I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Nice. Yeah, I'm real chill. I'm super chill.
Awesome.
I just had a fantastic evening last night, so I feel like I'm on a high this morning, which is lovely.
Oh, great.
Yeah, you know that feeling? It's just like a good evening makes your morning so much chill, you know?
No, it does. And you've got all those, you know, those memories to relive in the morning.
All that nostalgia, which we'll get to.
All that fresh nostalgia.
Very fresh. How was your evening last night? Was it pretty low-key?
Yeah, I was listening to the top 10 last night on 95BFM, and my song actually hit number one.
Woo!
So it was a cool evening.
Awesome, yeah. Doc. That's amazing.
Yeah, that was Ankle Socks, which is the sort of focus track off the EP, so pretty cool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Is that the first time you've landed number one on the BFM charts?
Yes.
Nice.
Well, it's my first song, you know, to get playlisted on B, so it was pretty cool to have it go to number one, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's two great things at once, eh? We're here to chat about your new EP, Tiny Flowers. What is your favourite tiny flower? Are you a pansy? Are you a forget-me-not kind of gal? Daisy?
I mean, you can't go past a good dandelion, you know?
Mm.
Daisies too. You know the little purple dandelions, though?
Let me Google this right now.
Purple.
Purple dandelion? I'm not familiar with these. Oh, whoa, there's a... Wait, are these AI generated? No, they're real. They are gorgeous, my goodness.
Yeah.
Mm. I remember dandelions from Ice Age 1. I think that's my key association with them, because someone keeps seeing them in the movie.
Yeah, fuck, Ice Age is so good. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll freaking love Ice Age.
Yeah, I think the first one, you know, top tier kids movie, and I think, unfortunately, a lot of things tend to happen. You know, they put the money before the horse or whatever, and they just kind of go, shit. But that's good to know. Dandelions, purple dandelions. Nice, nice. I respect that. I like the tiny roses. Tiny roses are good to know.
Roses, totally. Yeah, so beautiful.
Yeah.
Snowdrops, I don't know. It's probably a niche answer.
The cover, interestingly, features an illustration of a tall tower rather than a tiny flower. Is this misleading, given that the EP's name is Tiny Flowers?
Well, if you look very closely, you'll see that there are actually some tiny flowers. They're very, very tiny, but they're in the window of the tower.
Oh, okay. So I'm okay. Oh wow, you do have to zoom in quite a lot, but I get what you mean. No, crack up. Okay, cool. You secured political illustrator Chris Riddell to do the cover and an illustration for each track. Now, he is, to my knowledge, based in South Africa.
He's actually in Brighton, I believe. Oh. He's South African, but he's English.
Oh, right. How did you line up that collaboration?
Well, I reached out to him and I was like, you know, I'm a huge fan of your art. You know, I've loved it since I was a kid reading his books and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And would you be interested in, you know, illustrating some art for my EP? And he was like, yeah, I'm a fan of yours too. So yeah,
that's so wholesome.
Yeah, it's pretty great. I mean, his art is just so so beautiful, and it really, I feel, encapsulates the whole atmosphere of the EP. You know, it's kind of got this gothic feeling. It's quite whimsical. It feels quite, you know, fairy tale like almost, but it's got darkness to it too, and I feel like that is just so perfect for the EP.
Yeah, I feel like there's a kind of a cottagecore element to it.
Yes. Yeah. Love it.
Yeah, for sure. The track Ankle Socks you mentioned before, you know, on number one on the BFM charts, which is incredible. Did you name it Ankle Socks because ankle socks are a really nostalgic thing for you? Because I think that's like a one angle of the song that is nostalgic.
Yeah, I mean, there's a line about ankle socks in the song. It goes, I don't know what you're doing, but I know you're wearing ankle socks. So I don't know, it's just an interesting detail. I'm a lover of detail in songwriting and in general, you know. I think it's just so, it's the way one evokes you know, something tangible in music. and it's just so satisfying when you hear those, about those details when you're listening to music yourself, and it's and when it's able to create such a vivid image. So I think for me that was just one of those details in the song that just really appealed to me, and I thought it was just a cool way to name the song. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. I had a very nostalgic association with ankle socks because I used to run around lots as a kid and I used to own heaps, and now I don't think I own any.
Yeah. And everyone's got their connection to ankle socks.
Totally. As I understand it, the track is meant to be a kind of lament on nostalgia. And at the end of the song, you say, what a waste of emotion. Is that referencing you? I mean, in the context of the song, it sounds like you're reminiscing an old flame. But does that mean that you aren't a fan of nostalgia in general?
You mean the last line?
Yes, what a waste of emotion.
What a waste of emotion sort of just refers to, I think, that sort of age-old relationship between desire and conflict. When you want something but you can't have it. Yeah.
Mm. Like ankle socks.
Like ankle socks. Yeah.
Yeah, no, okay, fair enough. That's cool, man. My goodness, where am I looking at my phone right now? Goodness. You're embarking on your first headline tour with this EP, and you're going to a few spots up north. How does that feel? How are you finagling the kind of admin side of things?
Well, the admin is pretty mountainous, but, getting through it. So it's a lot easier now. I finished uni for the year. But yeah, I did a date in Auckland, which was really fun, the release show. And tomorrow I'm heading to Raglan and then Thames, and then Ponicu Wellington is the final date on the tour.
Nice. Is there any possibility of a visit to Te Waipounamu anytime in the near future?
Oh, well, I don't think for this tour in particular, but like it's definitely on my list for the future. Yeah.
Cool. It sounds like you're just very excited to go around and play your new music.
Yeah, for sure. I love playing shows, and it's quite a different experience, organizing everything yourself. But it's definitely I'm finding it really good.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think that might be all we have to quote it all about today. Thank you very much for coming on the program. I want to know, are there any shows that you'd like to plug here on The One?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't know if anyone's going to be in Ponicu Wellington on the 8th of November, but if you happen to be, that's where I'll be playing my show at Vogelmorn upstairs. Tickets are from Under the Radar, or conversely, if anyone happens to be in Raglan or in Thames this weekend, the details are online on Under the Radar. And I'll be selling, some beautiful merch, some CDs with Chris's illustrations, some prints as well, and some awesome T-shirts. So, very cool.
Nice. Awesome. So definitely go on down to go see that. And then hopefully we'll have you sometime maybe next year. It'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Of course. Thank you very much for your time, Beth, and have a fantastic morning, and all the best with the new EP.
Thanks so much. See you later.
Take care. All right, folks, that was Beth Torrance. We're chatting about her new EP, Tiny Flowers, which you can stream right now. We're going to play not the titular song, but Ankle Socks, which is, I guess, the secondary track. And then coming up at 10, we have a corridor with Shelley Gorman from the Coastal Community Cycleway Connection coming on to talk about that and the new Dead Rockers Ball. Stay tuned for that. You're listening to The One. Keep it real.
Thanks for listening to Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.